你而家收听紧嘅系 SBS 电台嘅广东话节目。
Charlie， 首先请你同大家嚟到去介绍咧，咁究竟咧维多利亚州嘅导盲犬协会啦，系一个点样样嘅组织咧？听闻系一个世界级嘅组织嚟嘅。
Well, apart from the fact that Guide Dogs Australia is just about the greatest organisation in the world, we're an organisation that's completely focused on supporting people who are blind or who have low vision to achieve their goals in life and be independent.
係啦，咁維州嘅導盲犬協會咧，就係世界上邊咧最多人喜愛嘅一個慈善機構啦。咁就係幫助啲盲人利用呢啲導盲犬咧就可以出街嘅。
咁我知道咧，你哋系特定选某一类嘅狗咧，先至可以成为导盲犬。情况系点样咧？
Yes, it is. So we've been breeding guide dogs for 60 years. This is our Diamond Jubilee we had last year. And I guess there's a great deal of science that goes into the work that we do. And that's why we're seen as, I guess, one of the best breeders and trainers of guide dogs around the world.
是啦，训练一只导盲犬呢就其实都挺科学化的。即是他们由出世到培训呢，那也都是需要很长的时间啦。那同埋他们都讲呢，就是通常他们是会用 Labrador 狗种啦，咁有时亦都会用 Golden Retriever， 咁但系咧，原来啡色嘅狗咧，原来系好难去训练佢哋做一只导盲犬嘅。
啡色嘅 Labrador 系咪？
系啦，系原因就系因为佢哋可能 personality 嘅问题，好难可以令到佢哋去好专心咁样工作。咁导盲犬咧就系帮一啲有视力障碍嘅人士啦，咁有啲就可能系完全盲嘅，亦都有啲咧可能系有仲睇到少少嘢，但系咧就基本上法律咧亦都系意咗系盲噶啦，咁就系专登系帮佢哋咧就可以由一个地方去到另外一个地方。
嗱 ，Charlie， 你提到咧就系导盲犬系帮助有需要嘅人士啦，咁何谓有需要嘅人士啦？
Look。We support people who have low vision or blindness, and many people think that a guide dog is just for somebody who's blind. But in fact, most of the people that we support have very, very low vision. So they might be classified as legally blind, but they will have some sight.
Okay.
And so what a guide dog provides to them is, I guess, a mobility device to get them from A to B in a safe way so that they can feel confident, independent, and of course, safe.
Yep.
咁导盲犬咧就系帮一啲有视力障碍嘅人士啦，咁有啲就可能系完全盲嘅，亦都有啲咧可能系有仲睇到少少嘢，但系咧就基本上法律咧亦都系意咗系盲噶啦，咁就系专登系帮佢哋咧就可以由一个地方去到另外一个地方。
好啦，咁另一个问题咧就系、是、咁究竟咧就一个导盲犬佢嘅工作咧系啲乜嘢嘢嘅咧？佢做啲乜嘢嘢嘅咧吓？
Yes, look, we've done a lot of research into.
係，咁首先咧，導盲犬咧就除咗係可以帶人從一笪地方去另外一笪地方咧，咁佢哋仲會係即係培訓嘅時候咧，亦都會係教佢哋睇上邊同睇下邊嘅。咁因為啲狗係矮少少噶嘛，
係係。
咁如果佢哋唔望上面嘅話咧，就可能有啲嘢跌落嚟或者係阻住，咁嗰個盲人咧睇唔到噶嘛，咁所以咧就有機會係會撞咗落去啦。咁所以一隻導盲犬咧係要識埋呢一樣嘢嘅。咁同埋咧，有啲人可能係會用一支竹，又或者係用隻導盲犬，即係有啲咩分別咧咁樣。咁原來咧就佢哋做咗一個研究咧，就係話如果你用盲公竹嘅話咧，就大部分嘅人咧都係會可能唔夠膽去行喺你面前啊，或者係即係總言之見到你就行開，因為唔想
撞親你咁樣。
係啦，冇錯啦。咁但係如果你係帶住一隻導盲犬嘅話咧，咁就好多人會行埋去同佢哋傾偈嘅。咁就可以令到佢哋即係多啲機會同社區接觸啦，咁亦都係多啲人同佢哋溝通。咁另外一样咧就系导盲犬，亦都系嗰位盲人嘅好好嘅好朋友啦。因为当然啦，如果一只导盲犬亦都系一只宠物，咁咧就亦都可以同嗰个盲人咧就系一齐去生活嘅。因为佢哋希望就系一只导盲犬系健康啲啦，咁所以咧通常养呢只导 導盲犬嗰個人咧，就會 take care 只狗嘅，因為佢哋基本上所有嘅地方都可以去嘅，即係除咗係手術室啦，又或者係動物園裏邊嘅某啲地方。咁其他地方咧就基本上都可以去嘅。咁所以咧，一隻狗健康就會係比較上好少少咯。
嗱，講到呢度嘅時候，我都睇到呢個廣告咧，就話當你訓練一隻導盲犬嘅時候，佢唔係話完全聽從嗰個主人一啲嘅指示嘅話。咁點解會咁嘅情形出現呢？係咪特定嘅情形先至會係咁樣啦？
You know, it's a great question. So I can, in terms, we use positive reinforcement training as our methodology for training our dogs. So they will follow commands and they are extremely obedient.
Yeah.
But I will say to you that what people don't realize is that we also train planned disobedience into dogs.
All right.
And there's a reason for that. So,For example, if a person with a guide dog is approaching a train platform or a road crossing.
係啦，咁就一隻導盲犬咧，就其實係非常之乖啦，因為佢哋係會基本上咧都會係聽主人嘅指示嘅。
係。
咁但係咧，有啲情況下咧，佢哋就唔會啦，因為原來咧，即係有時可能係個盲人咧，就可能睇唔到，即係前邊仲有車，咁咧就只導盲犬咧，亦都係唔會聽主人嘅話啦。原因就係因為係唔安全，尤其是而家咧啲新嘅車咧，尤其是啲電子車就比較靜少少嘅，咁就人咧有可能係有機會係聽唔到，咁所以咧一隻導盲犬嘅作用。亦都喺呢度咯。
咁跟住落嚟我就问 Charlie 啦。咁啊，导盲犬我哋见到佢成日都工作嘅，其实佢需唔需要休息咧？佢几时休息嘅咧？有时我见到佢眼神好似好呆滞咁样样吓。咁其实佢同其他狗系咪有啲唔同嘅咧吓？我哋听下 Charlie 嘅解释啊。
Of course, well, all of us can't work 24/7, even though some of us try to. And it's really important for our dogs to get proper rest and have the chance to just be a regular dog, wag their tail and play in the park.
Right.
So, they all have opportunities throughout their day to just be a regular dog. And it's actually a beautiful moment when you see the harness come off the dog, because the dog knows when the harness is on, they have to work.
讲开一只导盲犬系一只好有智慧亦都好聪明嘅动物啦。因为他们学东西的时候呢就是好像小朋友那样，那他们呢如果他们做东西的时候呢就可以很专心，
是
但是呢当他条链呢就拧开的时候呢，那他们是做一只普通的狗，
是
那也都是会玩啊，也都是会同一只普通的狗差不多，但是当他要做东西的时候呢也都是非常专心的。咁亦都講開，其實係非常之中意做嘢嘅，原因就係因為佢哋係一隻非常之有智慧嘅動物啦。咁佢如果唔做嘢嘅話，可能佢哋會好容易係會悶。咁當佢哋去培訓嘅時候咧，亦都係非常之長啦，因為大約係要兩年嘅時間嘅。即係第一年咧，就會係將只狗咧俾啲 volunteer 啦，幫手培訓佢哋嘅。咁就係可能係啲好簡單嘅嘢啦，就可能係點樣去。去行啊，或者系点样去厕所啊，各样啦、啊。咁亦都会系培训佢哋，即系有时行过啲狗咧，你两只狗如果见到大家咧，就可能会好
开心、啊，
开心咁啊跳来跳去。咁但系咧，一只导盲犬咧就唔可以咁样嘅。咁所以咧就系细个嘅时候咧就要开始去训练佢哋咧，就见到其他狗咧都系唔会去同佢哋玩咁样咯。
但剛才你都提過呢，就是訓練一隻導盲犬的時候呢，其實需要一個很長的時間的。但是另一個問題我想問呢，就是說通常我們知道在澳洲訓練一隻導盲犬的時候呢，都是用英語作出這個的訓練的。但是如果有些外籍的人士需要導盲犬的時候，他們講不同的話，在這個情況之下，那個主人和導盲犬的關係又怎樣，那些導盲犬可不可以聽從呢不同的語言來作出一個適當做到他自己的工作呢？
Well, we are asked that question all the time because we have a very multicultural group of clients and they do worry about that. But our dogs are so high quality.
咁就一隻導盲犬呢，剛才講開呢，就如果你唔識講英文，係咪隻導盲犬就唔知你講咩呢？
冇錯。
咁原來就唔係嘅，因為一隻狗其實佢哋都好聰明啦。一開始可能係聽開係英文嘅，咁但係呢之後一開始用其他語言嘅時候呢，咁隻狗亦都好容易會學到啦。咁同埋佢哋教一隻導盲犬嘅時候就唔係淨係講嘅，就亦都係有手語嘅，咁就所以變咗 咧，你係同一時間咧做手語同埋講咧，咁佢哋就係會識得聽啦。咁佢哋亦都係曾經試過有一個係講廣東話嘅。咁就幾日之後咧，其實隻狗已經係明白廣東話，咁就其實都係一樣係可以做到呢一樣嘢嘅。咁就一隻狗同埋一個人咧，咁就係基本上就係一個團隊嚟嘅。原因就係因為佢哋一定要係互相信任啦。咁同埋一個人其實基本上咧就係靠一隻狗帶佢哋由一笪地方去到另外一笪地方係安全咁樣去到咯。
好啦，咁作為我哋一個社區嘅人士，其實我哋可以點樣嚟到去從旁協助呢一個導盲犬嘅工作或者參與其中啦？
Look, there is so many ways for people to help. Whether they want to become a volunteer, whether they, you know, whether they wish to support our organization financially. We are an organization that doesn't receive much government funding, so we do fundraise to be able to provide our services for free, and so they're accessible to everyone. But look, we will be participating in so many festivals.
係啦，咁如果想係幫導盲犬協會嘅咧，亦都有好多方法啦。咁就第一就係如果你想 volunteer 嘅，亦都係可以啦。咁就 volunteer 可以做啲乜嘢咧？咁就係可以去幫手養一隻啦。係。咁亦都可以去佢哋 office 度幫手聽電話啊，或者係做其他行政上邊嘅工作啦。同埋培訓一隻導盲犬咧，係需要50,000 澳幣嘅。
Okay.
有人如果真係想去 apply 一隻導盲犬咧，咁就可以同佢哋聯絡。聯絡咗之後咧，就去佢哋 office 啦。咁佢哋 office 喺 Q 嘅。咁就睇下佢哋想做啲乜嘢嘢啦，咁同埋一隻導盲犬係可唔可以幫到手？即係如果一隻導盲犬幫唔到手嘅，佢哋亦都會係 recommend 可能有其他地方咧就可以幫到你哋嘅。最後亦都係最重要嘅就係有好多人就係可能係眼咧就可能係有少少問題，咁但係咧可能好遲先至去 check。變咗咧太遲啦，咁就如果早少少咧，即係如果有少少眼疾嘅時候咧，就已經去檢查嘅話咧，就可能咧就會係令到即係唔會去到盲嘅程度啦。嚇，咁、
okay.
就希望大家就預早防止眼疾啦，咁就希望大家亦都可以健康啲嘅。
好啦，如果我要同呢一個導盲犬協會嚟到係聯絡嘅時候咧，咁其實有啲咩途徑㗎啦
嚇？There is so much information on our website, which is www.guidedogsvictoria.com.au
系啦，咁点样联络导盲犬协会咧？咁就可以上佢哋网站啦。咁佢哋网站系 guidedogsvictoria.com.au 嘅。咁今年咧就藉住呢个狗年咧，亦都有一版咧就专系摆放春节活动嘅资料嘅。咁就系都喺 guidedogsvictoria.com.au 嘅。咁就有狗年嗰版咧就系有中文翻译咗嘅。咁就如果大家想上去睇下咧，亦都系可以嘅。
好，好多谢晒咧，就系呢个惠州导盲犬协会嘅市场及联络总经理咧 ，Charlie Spendoff 嚟到我哋当中咧，同大家嚟到去介绍导盲犬协会嘅工作嘅。咁除此之外，亦都多谢 Vesa 周慧心女士咧，为大家嚟作出呢一个翻译。咁大家咧喺教学时间可以喺网上咧收听翻我哋以上嘅环节嘅。我系宋颖勤。
大家想收听更多好似呢类嘅广东话节目，请喺苹果 iTunes 订阅我哋嘅 Podcast 啦。